자, 주안의 신기, 최고의 신기, 주안의 신기, 내가 주안의 신기. 주안의 신기는 맛있어.
야, 쿠이쇼? Just one. 야, 이비야. 어떡시니 다가자 가서 가서 디스 가서 쇼에 티레 아니지 가래 먼저 배나 콤바이나 아니 가래이나 직다 쌤디 콤베시스 누구여 그랬어 콤나 아니 가래이나 레알하고 샤이시고 그랬어 재상하다 동아도 중중네 아니 중화되라 아니 수슴 지고야 어딘데 수슴 땜바이나 가래가래 동아 침보연 소도바이 그랬어 어딘데 인상 다 학벌 들어간서다 최집에 깝나 아니 집다 원의 집법이 최치 세대서 란규기님 돼지도 지기하래 저단 란규기님 못해는 갑자 잘누가나 아니 집 아니 지금 동안 망보시 대대시 어디구요래스 어디걸렸다 소슴 땡고 그랬어 어떻게
So the teachings tell us that our minds follow whatever it is habituated with. Yeah. And it is a quality of the mind such that whatever the mind is familiar with, then that particular object or the particular activity or object is comprehended or understood more easily. Basically, we find easier to do things that we are familiar with. Yeah. Here, so last session we saw how the teachings tell us that we have to be patient to tolerate small problems and sufferings. Yeah. So by getting accustomed to putting up or being tolerant with smaller problems and suffering, and we can gradually, you know, put up or tolerate, you know, with greater problems and difficulties. Yeah. And here we are. This discussion, it is in the context of practicing the Dharma. So why are we practicing the Dharma? The whole point of practicing the Dharma is so that we subdue the afflictions in our own continuum. So practicing the Dharma means to go on a war against the afflictions, with the goal of vanquishing the afflictions. But we have to understand that in the process of doing so, we will experience a lot of challenges and difficulties. And it is at those times that we have to be tolerant. Yeah. We have to put up with the challenges and the difficulties. Yeah.
어떻게 해야 지고 소심 치고라서냐 대양고야 고가서는 삼나야 우지 땅지 소심 공고야 돼 계시물이 되면나야 고 소심 치고서 동아 강조하니까 아니 가가 대발을 쓰기야 말이야 고 삼모 땅지 나 동아를 대충하더니 원해지 그랑기 오늘 딕딕 더 가서 쉬어 나시래 동아를 대 딕바다에게 창만 하시는 삼모 벌지 진대기 전에 아직 삼모 땅지 아직고 소심 때, 이제 드디어 돈에. 다가 나시 아니지. 동아리가 주인도 가라. 원의 집밖이다. 계획고 만들고시. 원의 동아 주인도 아니지. 동아라 구에게 삼보시 욕구도 와. 알아와. 원의 동아리면은 원폭이 취하러 꼬마 제 삼디 욕구도 와. 동아지 체인도 가라. 아니, 원의 지맛 돈에게 삼보시 욕구에. 겨와라 꼬마 제지 남기 욕구도 와. 어, 근데 내가 대시에, 소심 공부해. 이 말에. 수습 검사한 동안 강조하되 가가 되나요? 진짜 부서는 받으면 가가 되면 괜찮지 않겠구나 하고 이미 되어서 싸싸싸싸 시위지한 동안 지금 깨지고요 어떻게 하고 수습 검당을 하고 선물하고 당연히 검고요 되면나요 하고 수습 납치 가가 되면 쌈쳐봐야나요? 그냥 공주 폐조야지 이미 되어 폐지 공주 폐지 아니? 아니? 아니 강남 먹고 돼야지 이렇게 뒤고요
So we have to cultivate the patience that accepts, voluntarily accepts suffering and problems that we meet. Yeah. But having said that, you know, we must know how to do it. You know. Being when we say, oh, we have to put up with our problems and difficulties, we have to tolerate all these unpleasant situations. You know. It doesn't mean you just sit there and do nothing when there's a problem. That's not what it means. You must know how to deal with the situation, how to be patient. So it involves thinking. So for example, when we meet with difficulties and problems and challenges, suffering, one of the we should remind ourselves that whatever problem or suffering that we experience is a result of our own non-virtue, negative karma that we accumulated in the past. So this experience of problems and suffering that we go through is like a broom that sweeps away all the negativities and obscurations. This is what we can think. It is through thinking, with such a reason, then we then accept the situation voluntarily. We can think, we should remind ourselves of the benefit of that experience of problem. Because without any problems, without suffering, we will not look for a solution to the suffering. We will not remember virtue. We will not practice virtue. When there are problems, when there is suffering, you know, if suffering and problems persuades us to look for a solution, persuades us to engage in virtue, persuades us to think of the future, the next life, and so forth. So, yes, we have to be tolerant, we have to put up with the difficulties and the problems and suffering that we meet. But you must know how to do so. You know, it doesn't mean tolerant in this context doesn't mean you just sit there and accept. No, doesn't matter. No. So there are some people who are like that. No, they misunderstand. No, then they say just accept. No, accept. But actually they are not really accepting. You know, deep down they're just accumulating the unhappiness. You know, yeah, no, I loan, I accept. But you're not accepting. They're just accumulating the unhappiness. No, then you know more and more unhappiness is accumulated. And then there will come a time when it all boils over and then they explode, you know, and then they get even more upset, you know. So there are people who are like that, you know. So that is not practicing patience, yeah.
독진이 세상에서 양도 소박검사들이 주에 양아침부터 같이 소박검사 가가 되어서 내 말로서 대바지를 소박검사가 뒤 멤버래 뒤치나 소박검에 참여다 쓴 딩라 축대하래 아니 맘심마도 곧 털어야시로 와
So yeah, many people have a wrong understanding of patience. Yeah, what it means. Yeah. You know, they feel that to practice patience means just to keep quiet, you know? accept it. You know, but actually deep down they're not accepting it because, you know, deep down their minds are still disturbed. You know, practicing patience doesn't lead to a disturbed mind. You know? So practicing patience means you look at the situation, you deal with it without disturbing the mind. So you deal with the situation know, you think about it from various angles, you know, how you can, you know, the whole point of the exercise is to be able to deal with the situation, and yet at the same time, you know, inside, you know, you don't get disturbed. Yeah. You don't get disturbed. So that is what patience is, yeah. So in verse 19, it says here, even when those who are skilled are suffering, their minds remain very lucid and undefiled. Yeah. So that is how patience should look like. Yeah. So yeah, there's a problem, but deep down, their minds are still clear. They are not disturbed. Yeah. In fact, the really capable ones and the skilled ones are those who feel who can even feel happy and joyful, even in the midst of a crisis or difficulty. So next is meditating on the patience. Then what? Was it how this Namin Chemo? Patience or certitude in the teachings or something? Yeah. Okay. So that's the next one. Yeah. Next patience. So anyway, essentially here, this section discusses how you know, those people who get angry at us do so without any control, yeah, without any independence. So first, there's an explanation of how or why it is inappropriate for us to be upset with a person who is harming us. Most people, including us, yeah, we can kind of accept, you know, it when we fall sick, you know. When we fall sick and we're feeling this comfort, we don't kind of blame anybody, right? I mean, we put up with it, yeah. But if there's somebody who is causing us a problem, then we feel that we can't put up with it, and we don't want to put up with it. Yeah. Because, you know, when we look at our sickness, you know, we tell ourselves, you know, we believe that, I have no control, isn't it? The sickness just happens, yeah. But the person who is harming me, he did it on purpose, is he? His whole existence, yeah, he's out there to destroy me, he's out there to cause me problems. He did it on purpose. Then, since he did it on purpose, I have all the reason to be upset with him. I have all the reason to fight, yeah. As I do not become angry at great sources of suffering, such as bowel disease, then why be angry at those with mine? They too are provoked by conditions. For example, although they are not wished for, these sicknesses arise. Likewise, although they are not wished for, these afflictions forcibly arise. Shantideva is asking why we do not get upset with sometimes we have certain medical conditions, yeah, or sicknesses, you know, due to an imbalance of the elements, you know, and so forth. And then when these sicknesses occur, we feel uncomfortable, yeah. But somehow we're not angry, you know, at the sickness. Yeah. So, but then why is it that we are angry with those who cause us problems? Yeah, those meaning those basically a sentient being, someone who has a mind. Yeah. We get sick for a variety of reasons. Yeah. Sometimes it is due to weather. Due to changes in the weather, we fall sick. Yeah. Sometimes it is due to interferences from non-human entities. Sometimes it's due to a wrong diet. Sometimes it is due to an inappropriate lifestyle. Yeah. So there are many conditions, a variety of conditions, yeah, that bring about or causes us to fall sick, isn't it, right? So as such, we don't really have much control, isn't it, right? If the causes and conditions are there, then we fall sick, isn't it, right? Sickness doesn't arise without a reason. Yeah? So due to certain causes and conditions, some of which we have no control over, but whatever it is, when we fall sick, we don't blame the sickness, yeah. We don't blame the sickness, yeah.
Oh, that thing, tinde onke chuare chasan tela, ah, trauma to me do se. Ina ya ta na ba chi ya kansa de samish to na da ba chabaras. Ah, chasa tela ta kondo kege do su. Do se.
So we don't get angry at the sickness because we know that sickness, you know, comes and occurs due to variety of many reasons, isn't it? Right. So we know that, you know, in that sense, that sickness has no choice. I mean, it doesn't have a choice, is it? I mean, because of various causes and conditions, therefore, you know, we experience a discomfort, sickness. Yeah. But when we think of a person who harms us, you know, we feel that we are justified, you know, to get angry at a person, to retaliate, to fight, because we think that that person is harming us intentionally. He's out there to get me. You know, he's doing it on purpose. So therefore, it is right. I am right to be upset with him or her.
Oh, tindesina, that tanda this to gala, that tindesam tan gala, that nika rao me bas, dawares, tatangi, that nela soba chua de, that kinguki, chunteva, rao to chuma chimares, taganashi, anishi, dai rana naba chia de, that tanda, anishi kingum chuntevashi, an rao to chuma chimares, nikata, rao to machu chibares, that tanda, shingum chu, rao to machu chibares, that's nishi dootida.
This is what we think. But actually, in reality, these two situations are similar. Both are similar in that the sickness that we experience and the harm that we receive from another person. These two, they arise without any choice, without any independence, because they arise due to their own causes and conditions. Due to certain causes and conditions, like the ones we mentioned earlier, you know, we experience sickness. But the person who is harming us, you know, the person who we feel is harming us intentionally and has full control and so forth, is actually doing so without any control, without any independence.
Oh, Tuxine, Chazata, ne said the Tarishuan, she can't tell the tenet, ne wrong about that. Chungyuan, a Tarana Shinta, Nimunjin, the Kansagi, Rama, never chede, so sota, Kansa parabola, wrong about that, Kin Karsana, the youth, the Shadanto, and it's the tea, Kingi, and the Rama, never chevashi.
Both of these examples are similar in that they occur without any, they occur due to being under the control of some other factor. So we get sick because of a whole variety of reasons, as I mentioned earlier. And the person who harms us is not really doing it intentionally, because he or she has really no choice, because he or she is under the influence, the control of the afflictions. Yeah. Because, you know, the person who harms us is an afflicted person. So an afflicted person means somebody who has afflictions and who is under the control of his or her own afflictions. So as such, you know, when they cause us harm, they're not the harm doesn't, you know, the act of harming us is not something that has risen without any cause. The person is harming us precisely because of the afflictions in his or her mind, like afflictions such as anger and so forth.
What do you think? 안 단다. 아니 랑해당 아니 초아칭해당 초아당 이제 아니 다 고슴으로 신이 맘이 와서 어디내서 뭐 땅지 아니 다 초아도 거야 어디 숨겨야 돼.
Since the person who is harming us is doing so under the influence of his or her own afflictions, as such, he or she has no choice. He or she is under the control of their afflictions. So as such, the harm that we experience is a dependent arising. The harm that we experience is something that has occurred due in dependence on some other factor. And because the harm that we experience is a dependent arising, the harm that we experience is empty by nature, empty of existing inherently. So when we think about dependent arising in this context, we can focus on the emptiness of ourselves being the experiencer of the harm. You can think of the emptiness of the perpetrator, the person who is causing us harm. We can also think of the emptiness of the harm itself, the action. So the main point here is to understand that the people who harm us, the people who are upset with us, who harm us, they're not doing it out of choice in that, in the sense that they are under the influence, the control of their own afflictions, such as anger. Yeah, it is due to their afflictions that they cause us harm. Yeah. So, as such, they are not independent. Yeah. They don't have control. So as such, if we think about it, it is not appropriate to get upset. And be upset with the person, the perpetrator, the person who is harming us. But rather, if we really want to be upset, if we want to finger point, we should be upset with the afflictions of that harm doer. Yeah. So if we really want to be angry, we want to get angry, then we have to be angry at their afflictions and not at the person. Yeah.
Are you getting the logic there? Huh? Yeah. Whether you can practice or not, that's another thing. But first thing, you must get the logic, what Shantideva is talking. Yeah. Oh, Tindrish. Tinema. That Tinema, and it's Karsana. That Tinema. That Tinema, some Kogodwa. That.
That's
the name of 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 当时听不到，但
是吧？
都老板那等你们来出那出国子，你们那出国民族，哪来出国民族？后来这个老板那把钱给三百元了，你找我的啦？那把钱都给三百元了，过年找个民族是个了吧？
So that is the logic, yeah. But of course, we also have our own logic, yeah. We would normally think, and definitely we think that, okay, granted, yes, the sickness doesn't have any choice, you know, because of certain causes and conditions it can arise, so I don't blame the sickness. You can tell me that the person doesn't have any choice because he or she is under the control of the affliction. Yes, but why should I get angry at his afflictions? His afflictions don't have any intention to harm me, but he has intention to harm me. He is the one who has the intention to harm me. He's upset with me, not his afflictions.
Oh, that's it. That is all that is. Tower chasm, masam yang, given them, kinatus. Tower chasm, masam yang, toatishin, tower kirsta.
So without thinking I shall be angry, people become angry with no resistance. And without thinking I shall produce, likewise anger itself is produced.
Так, That to sort of thunder did it. That didn't answer all the tambourine, that cancer condition, and tambourine energy, parable energy. Never chigos, parable condo sago, somebody tambourine, homeless cancer the jula, raw. And it some that condo massive on a swallow, the tambourine, that's it. Cancer parable, that's it. Puggy, never chigo down, and it parable, never chigo in somebody tambourine, homeless, raw. Did this. 나바친도에서 뭐 당분이네요 말했어. 이나양 아니 가르스나 간대신 거르스나 아니 깬 가야는 것이 되지 깬 바바 가야는 것이 되지 깬지 아니 나 초월 교화지 용구여래스 당분이네 제고 바라보는 나바치고를 초고스 삼바디 당분이네요 말했어 어떻소?
Before we get upset, when the mind is kind of okay. We don't sit there and think, you know, I'm going to harm this person here. Yeah. I want to do this, I want to hurt this person here. Yeah. But, you know, due to, sometimes when we meet with certain conditions, you know, then, you know, the thought arises, yeah, oh, I want to hurt this person here. Yeah. But prior to anger arising, you know, nobody sits there and think, I want to harm this person here. Yeah. I want to do this, I want to cause damage here.
Yeah. 계측이 깬텔라야 강사대기라 초와 겨울 차오님의 삼로요 말했어 깬텔라야 변화 강사대기라 초와대 겨울 차고 오스며 삼로요 말했어 깬코랑 깬기 띵기다 초와대 깬것도 와 이날 깬코랑게 깬코랑텔라 다 강사대기라냐 초와대 겨울 치고도님의 삼로요 말했어
So we get upset when you know due to different reasons yeah There must be some reason, yeah. Some conditions coming together, then we get upset, isn't it? Yeah. So, without those conditions coming together, we will not get upset. Yeah. So nobody sits there, you know, and wishes to be upset and to harm others. Yeah. So, but if you look at the conditions that make us upset, they make us want to harm others. The conditions themselves, although they do lead us to getting upset, but the conditions themselves, from their own side, do not have any intention to harm others. Yeah. The conditions themselves.
Oh, 독신이 재산 따고 초아 바로벌 초스 삼만 매나야 그 깨라 때는 깨용해 주도하지.
So even though these conditions do not have any thought of causing harm to another person, but when these conditions come together, then you know, without a choice, you know, the anger arises and the thought to harm other arises.
parable, 강사 parable, 탕본이는 뇌지 신도가 삼아요 말했었고, 그, 근데 뇌지가 삼아있자마자 깽경을 깨대마시라했어. 탕본의 고랑지가 나온 너가 치고 있는 삼아요 말했어. 뇌지가 나온 너가 치고 깽경을 충대마시라했어.
You have to follow the line of reasoning. So earlier we have established that, using the example of sickness and how sickness arises due to various causes and conditions. As such, sicknesses do not arise independently. Then we also look at how people don't get upset without any reason. They get upset primarily, harm us primarily because of their afflictions, isn't it? Right? And if you look at the afflictions themselves also whether it is the person harming us or whether we get sick, these situations arise because of the causes and conditions coming together. Likewise, we look at a person, any ordinary person does not have the intention to harm or to hurt, but nobody has an intention right from the beginning to want to harm somebody. But when certain causes and conditions come together, and when these causes and conditions are complete, then somehow without any choice, anger arises, isn't it? And the thought to harm others arises, isn't it? Right?
Oh, 동당이다. 너바 진도 용하시라는 너바 제바디 진도 용했다. 진도 기지라는 너바 제도도 긴급 중대하시래도. 또 이제 삼모다인스래.
So why is that person harming us? That person is harming us. We can say that, the person has choice, The person has the intention, the afflictions don't have the intentions. But the person, although you can say that the person may not have the intention to harm us, but the person nevertheless still wants to harm us. Why? Because the causes and conditions for him to want to harm us, once the causes and conditions come together, that thought of harming us will arise in his mind. Natural.
Oh, tenderisha. Tene mata nyabatam je kian larale bosu musta ti kan chikorishi me dota nyabata ta kian chu rawa me ba sta ti chikoru shlig dota nyabachi ni tamje dong ti kwa nam na so dong te kun kin gi to ble shong rawa yo ba mai no sta.
All misdeeds there are, and all the various kinds of negativities arise through, I think, the force of conditions. They do not have rangdok. They don't have self-power, whatever that is.
Rangdok, rangwayo pamayinos.
Reason.
Tegun, kengi doble chung, kengi doble chung ares, rangwayo pamayinos. Nyusong.
They do not have, I think just use independence. Yeah. I think it's easier. They do not have any independence.
Oh, took shine. That did not so I did it. Benata. That shed down. That tender. That shed down. That nimu be neba. That chuma down. That tila dene. That tanda tila. That shed down. And it shed down. Tea good and lambe. That answer that. 소주길래 아니 싫다 또다 아니 싫 마치 말냐 뭐 미성 마치 봐다 또 망보신 것도 완전 다 마쳐서 우리가 나 속했다 예반 나 소시 용대시 다 대탐제 형 아니 싫 가르소나 경기 또 중화래스 도시네 라 게임 해봐 섬시도 제시 중화지 말했어 랑어도 중화지 말했어 나 또다
due to afflictions such as anger and attachment, non-virtuous karma is accumulated, such as taking the lives of others, taking what is not given, engaging in sexual misconduct, lying, offensive speech, meaningless speech, and so forth. Yeah. So all these non-virtues that arise, they arise due to the force of conditions. Yeah, they do not exist independently. They do not arise independent of
other factors, isn't it?
어, 독신했다, 전다, 아니지, 가르쳐냈다. 게임, 게임 퀸에 매봐서, 섬신도 중하지, 싸우니네 말했어. 또는 게임 매배, 아니, 섬신도 중하지, 섬신도 채바지 말했어. 게임 퀸에 매봐서, 섬신도 채바지 말했어. 섬신도 중하지 말했어. 롱어도 중대하지 말했어. 제자다, 티초인도 갈았다, 섬제다, 통인도 갈아, 딘대가 아니지다. 아니, 섬제 딘대 통인도 갈아, 니몽비 니쇼 망부치 된 섬제 통인도 갈아, 오늘 지금 뒤섬으로 땅바이나. 공도계 파샤샤 아니 인지 기토베지 그러봐 오늘 지금 걸로 삼신도 제발 라와메가 최샤고 지금 대대기 선노야 보지 콜토바나 아니 내주야고 시도베나 아니 인지 기토베 공도계 파샤샤 아니 내주야 토인 누가라 인지 기토베 육토베 어딘데 숨어요네
So these non-virtues arise they do not arise, independently. They do not arise, independent of some other factor, and they do not arise intentionally. You cannot, intentionally want to do something, without, and without depending on some other factors. So the reasons why people engage in non-virtue, why people engage in non-virtuous and acts of harming others, because of various, it's a play of various causes and conditions coming together. Yeah. So as such, there's, it's not as if these things arise without a cause. They are independent, and they are just done, just out of a wish, just that. So if we understand this. Then we look at people who are engaging a lot of non-virtue. Yeah? People who are engaged in all kinds of acts of harming others. You know? Put aside getting upset with them. So if you really think about it, on top of not getting upset with these people, in fact, one will generate compassion even for them. Yeah? Because we understand that they're under the control basically of some other factors, yeah. They're not doing it intentionally. This is the reality, isn't it? So, when people engage in non-virtue, when they cause harm to others, including harms to ourselves, we feel that they are doing it intentionally. They have a say, basically. They have control. They have a say. And because this is what we think, yeah. And this makes us even more upset, because we think that they're doing it on purpose, intentionally, but that person is not doing it intentionally, in the sense that he or she doesn't have any control. He's being controlled, pushed by his or her afflictions. Yeah. So there are many causes and conditions for that person to get upset with us in the first place. Yeah. So when these causes and conditions come together, then the person powerlessly, without any choice, gets angry. And then, motivated by his or her anger, then they cause us harm. So if we are able to understand this line of reasoning and then see how that person really,
doesn't have any choice, you know, completely powerless, you know, rather than seeing, you know, rather than feeling, you know, oh, the person is doing it on purpose, you know. So we see that the person has no choice, really powerless, you know, completely under the control of various causes and conditions and his and his own afflictions, you know. Then when this person is upset with us, or when this person harms us, you know, then, you know, it's really possible, you know, to actually, you know, think, you know, oh, it's like that, what to do, you know. Nothing can be done, it's like that, it's like that, you know. And it's also even possible also to have some thought of concern and affection and love or compassion, yeah, for the harm to her.
Oh,
So the person who harms us is doing it out, is doing so without any choice, because he or she is controlled by their afflictions. Okay, then what about their afflictions? The afflictions, like, you know, the harm doers' afflictions, such as their anger. Even that anger itself does not have any independence. These conditions that assemble together have no intention I shall produce, and neither does that produced by them have the intention I will be produced. Without the external object of visual form, there's no way to see it. Yeah. You can't say, oh, I saw something, or the eye consciousness perceives the visual form. Without the object sound, you cannot say I heard something. Yeah. And the ear consciousness, you know, apprehending that sound would not be produced, would not arise. Yeah. Without the external object, touch, you know, tactility, there's no way you can say, I feel it. You know? I feel that object. You know? So if without form, we can't say I saw something. And without seeing something, then you can't say that it is beautiful or it is ugly. If there isn't a tactile object, then you will not be able to, you know, the feelings, you know, of tactility will not arise. And as such, you know, you cannot say that, oh, this is rough or this is smooth. Or we know if the external object sound doesn't exist, you can't say you heard something. And if you can't say you heard something, you can't talk about, you know, you can talk about sound being pleasant or unpleasant, isn't it?
Oh, 다 단단히 뭐 가르쳤나? 다 뒤체고해, 다 유당, 옹보당, number shabas, what in the sum, chene, and it's a tanga tata. That's what I gave her one, I'm to wreck begin, it's all I said, and she's to die, you on board, I'm sure some chip again, she's it, and it's all I said, it's a tanga tata. Sandanya, tell a dinner, they do it all, and to stain her water.
So in order for us to, in order for a feeling of, for a pleasant or unpleasant feeling to arise, let's say, you know, we're talking about bodily feeling, there must be a coming together of the object, the sense power, and consciousness. Through the coming of, these three things coming together, which is what we call contact, the mental factor of contact, isn't it? Then that leads to feeling, isn't it, right? And of course, then depending on how you perceive, how you perceive or distinguish the object, you know, it's either pleasant or unpleasant, yeah. But in order for there to be a feeling in the first place, you know, there must be all these other factors, yeah.
Oh,
So, likewise, in order for anger to arise, there must be a coming together of a condition, an object, a situation or object, consciousness and the mental sense power, isn't
it? You don't umbot, numshasum, that the chevel then shed a jingle in a gentella, and she put shed a jaw show, say some loyal mothers. You are king, king chopped there, take shed a jaw show, say, and some loyal mothers, Roa, concerted you the shed a jaw show, skinning one at the loyal mothers.
So anger can only arise when there's a coming together of the situation or the object, right? There must be a situation, an external situation or an object, isn't it? Then there must be a sense power, right? And there also must be consciousness, yeah. So these three must come together before anger can arise. But although these three must come together in order for anger to arise, these three things collectively, whether on their own or collectively, from their side, they don't have the intention to produce anger.
And
the anger itself, which is a product of the coming together of those three things. And anger itself also doesn't have that thought, that thing which thinks, oh, I am now produced, I have now arisen, independence on these three things. The point behind this line of reasoning is to show that anger is not generated intentionally, you know. It's not due to the person, you know, there being a person thinking, oh, I want to get angry, and now anger arises, you know. The point is that anger is a product of other causes and conditions. You know, when the causes and conditions come together, then anger will arise. Yeah? Anger will arise, alright?
Oh, 어둑시 따뜻히 말하셨다. 대 강보시도 따뜻히 만들으셨다. 뒤는 독 지내셨다. 뒤에 말을 왕왕증기 귀여워 가봐서 따뜻히 또 치료비다. 따뜻히 말, 따뜻히 말, 따뜻히 말, 아니 리바지 맛은 조다 디네릭니 용도 다 조조 장시마디 치료기다 무디 치료미디베다 두대나 당보 조심해 신설에 장시 맞습니다. 아니 리바지 메다 가르스나 아니 가르스 라원증기 아니 규지 요아레스 라원메고 조아마레스 라원증기 규 요아레스니 아니 낭바다 메다 왔습니다. 낭베 라원증 라원증기 조아마 시원아레스 왔다 다 치료다 당제반의 진저이다. 라원의 규지 요아레스다. 이 순교하다. 다디 라원지 뒤여보다 되게 많았습니다. 라원지 막 갖고 해 어디 있으래.
Next is positing our own position and then what do we refuting, isn't it? Yeah, refuting. Yeah,
yeah, refuting.
Long time never, long time forgot, forgot the philosophy. Now refuting the, essentially the next, the next two verses, or the next couple of verses is refuting the position of some non-Buddhist schools, yeah. So, for example, of course, obviously, there's a difference between the Buddhist position and the non-Buddhist position, yeah. So, with regards to the Buddhist understanding of causality, yeah. The Buddhist understanding of causality is very much different from some of the non-Buddhist schools. For example, there's this non-Buddhist Indian philosophical system called the Samkhyas, who do assert causality, but they assert that there are such that causes are independent. There is such a thing as an independent cause, a cause that exists independently, which is in complete opposite to what we Buddhists what the Buddhists assert. Yeah. We assert causality, but we assert that causes themselves, are other powered. Causes themselves are under the control of some other factors, other powered. Yeah. So,
어떻게 다 담보티래 다 당신의 다동조 라완신 강바 세들라 다 들이서 조다 다티 간대신 기록이 나무 간대 기록 조 남주 당스 다 라완자와 강바스 조 남주 당 라완자와 강바 시리기 지구 유라 라왕도 농조바 가봤어. 들이사 담보 좋은 남주 라왕자와 가봤어다. 어디 가시? 사실대로 해도 해. 지금 왔다 달라나.
시리기 기본은 간데스 기본.
아? 다 좋아 남주. 다 좋아 다 장점배. 다 장점배.
Respect 남주. 니 생각하지 여러. 그래서. First is refuting the concept of the principle and the generality that is asserted by the Samkhyas. The Samkhya, the non-Buddhist, is an Indian non-Buddhist system called the Samkhyas. So they have this assertion of principle and generality, and they assert that this principle and generality exists independently.
와, 다 잊어 넣었어. 어때서 좋은 남주 라운드 저 가봐 세트 다 뒤숨에 좋은 남주 라운드 저 가봐 세트 들이서 좋으셔 저 강도 당 낮에 따박하니까 뒤에 다니 중심에서 채도 섬지 중앙에서 맞아봐니 때문에 뭐 대체점 뭐 대박하면서다.
Okay, or whatever the heck they're saying, you know. So, that which is asserted as the principle, and that which is imputed as the self,
do not arise after having purposefully taught I shall arise. If they are not produced and non-existent, what is asserted to be produced at that time?
Tati chikta konjuta pena thangshan bare ribachan bare ta thoda dau dau chi chagu hara konjuta ta chin zo 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 khasna ta ta thangshan bela to gala zo ta nam gyu ro sin ti de nam sha sung gyu hara ani zo zo ti gi ani nam gyu ro nam gyu ta me ra tu yang chi zo ti chi sa ni nam gyu ta me ra tu yang sung gyu hara ha ta ga na shi ani re ani nam gyu re khasna zo ti la ya da 当做是这种学习你三个七个多吧当下把是呢当学当学学习当学当你是怎么入涅巴的还是你当学的天天拉不起但第二三个拿了考试的当做当是第二当这第二马达开始用过的当南边拿了都不要了当当你做什么南边拿下去啊你当做是你地下去但第二马先把这个南边的是
So, maybe a little, just a little bit on this, on the core assertion of this, the Samkhya, which is a non-Buddhist Indian philosophical system. So, they assert that everything that exists is included within the 25 categories. Yeah. They divide existence or objects of knowledge into 25 categories. And this list is exhaustive. Whatever exists necessarily falls into these 25 categories. Yeah. And the Samkhyas talk about there being a principle and an aspect of the principle or expressions of the principle. In short, there's the principle that is like the creator of all the different aspects. The aspects are the creations, no? The expressions of the principle. Yeah. So there are 25 objects of knowledge, isn't it, for 25 categories. Yeah. So of the 25, so there is the principle. This is something called the principle. Then you have the self. So there's 2 out of 25. Then the rest of the 23 are expressions. Expressions of or aspects of this the principle, yeah, okay.
Oh, did you say? Ani ta na shi tang che bi ta da se di ang rik ba le ani xia ba le se di ta da shi rik ji wu se di ta di su ba le xia ba le rik ba le da se di xia ba yin ba rik ba yin ba ani ta ta na shi le ani da ba yin ba ji ba yin ba rang wan xia yin ba o du se ta mang bu shi su yao le.
Okay, so there are these 25 objects of knowledge, and of the 25, then 2 out of the 25, the two main things are like the principle, and then there's the self. Yeah. So, okay, then the Samkhyas assert that this self is consciousness. They assert that this self is awareness. They assert that this self is permanent, unitary, and independent. Right?
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Says
참바미도 조망 샤시 데센메도 조세쇼드르
근데 데센트로나 가르두교레
스타 쳇음지도고 왔다던 나이들 네
생각했어 6 나조디 세 6디로
오케이
so in when the Samkhya Sutra talk about all that exists in the objects of knowledge, you can all objects of knowledge can be subsumed under six divisions or under six divisions or six different words, you know, such as quality, substance, and so forth. Yeah. So there are these six terminological, or you could say terminological divisions. Yeah.
어떻게 딱 강가치면은 되래 빼나 돈다 딱 돈다 빼나 제 빼나 제게 남자 시도 관한 제구 맨더 구시하지 돈다이니 진짜 저도 딱 돈다 되래 딱 제구이 나갔던 강가 좀 것이 딱 제구 제구시하지 내가 다 세리 욕구요래 제구 나가 다 세리 그럼 다 뒤다 제라 시하지 알아.
Okay, so there are these six words, yeah, six terminology, you could say six terminological divisions, yeah, of that subsumes everything that exists, yeah. So there is quality, substance, and so forth. Anyway, there are six, yeah. One of which is substance, yeah. So in the division of substance, there are nine things, but we don't have to worry about what. They all are, but one of the nine is self. So in that sense, self is a substance. Yeah.
어 독신이 대야 당시면 거리가 말했어 양 거야 병 수신수도 해시 나서서 수신수는 어디든 남셔서 답아야 맞지 보이 말아야 맞지 말해 이날 다고 시벌 믿어 받지 아니.
So, the self that is a division, one of the divisions of substance, that self is not consciousness. It is form, but is nevertheless still permanent, unitary, and independent. Okay? 다치.
어 돈다 대수 딱 건다 빼는 제 수도 하나 돈다게 되래 다디 제샤 제 수도 말했어 다 제레스 아니 다디 제 미친다 가르서 난 다디 아니지 과랑 최신의 땡국이여 말했어 다 제레 제인상 최신의 땡국 말했어 고 라자 어떻게 되버시랬어 아니 연대신기 땡치기여 말했어 어떻순이 숨기여 말했어
So the self that is a division of substance. So that self, that one, is not consciousness. Yeah? It's not consciousness. But nevertheless, it is not consciousness, it is a form. But nevertheless, it is unitary, permanent, and independent. But because it is a division of substance, so this self, which is a division of substance, that particular self is said to be substantially established. And because it is substantially established, it is not dependent on some other factor. But rather, this self acts as the basis for other qualities. And this is the assertion. Okay.
독신이 전에 아니 전에 마다 다 텔라 때문에 다 텔라 때문에 연된 구스니 송구여래 어떤 다들 아니 다 텔라 때문에 연된 구스로 가나 돈다 때문에 빼나 대화세 동아세 도자세 공도세 아니 아 어떻게 딱 가시죠 독신 다 돈다 전에 다기 연대래 쓰는 다기 연된 구스 진짜 연된 이 섭시샤 연된 이 섭시샤는 아니 다기 연된 구스 어떻게 다 돈다 대화 동아 도차 시장 어디서다 시장 추마이 봐 어디서다 가시고 남시아 다 연대 구레시 형구도 어떻습니다 나기 연대래서 어떻습니다 송아시
연대 구르 연대 니시 잡지
직당 연대 니 잡시 다 자기 연대 거랑 구로세.
맞다 제 구시. 아니 다 연대세나 연대기 섭시. 연대세나 연대기 섭시 시작이야. 지난해는 자기 연대 막 달라 된된게 연대 막 이따 구시하지. 어디다 용도. 지난 다 조조 때다 대화 동안 도시 공도세 때다 아니 추마 추마이 봐 어떻게.
달라 된비 연대 구로.
Okay,
so independence on this self, which is a division of substance. So this self, which is substantially established, is the basis for other qualities. Yeah. So earlier we said, you know, there's a division of objects of knowledge into different divisions, isn't it? Terminological divisions are six. Yeah. So there's the division of substance, and there's a division of qualities. So in general, there are 24 qualities. Yeah, but the qualities that arise in dependence on the self that we've just mentioned, there are 9 of those qualities. Okay, such as happiness, suffering, anger, attachment, and so forth.
어, 독신해. 나 돈다님부터 가르쳐서는 치료배 했다 빼나 콩도 써야 되네. 아니, 지금 빼나 도시아 써야 돼. 다, 닭이, 다 랑원도 깨버렸어. 다 랑원식의 귀 깨버렸어. 다 돈다 윤대 인사 다 깨야 돼. 다 조지로. 거기다 닭이 깨버리지. 도시, 닭이 다 랑원도, 랑원식의 귀 깨버렸어. 다. 어떤 데서 다 남샤시 숭구여래. 또, 닭이 다 랑원도 깨버리지.
How does this, why does this fit into our discussion here? The point here is, there's this self that we talked about, yeah? Which is self that is substantially established. This self which is not consciousness, but it is, nevertheless, it is permanent, unitary, and independent, yeah? So independence on this self, there are qualities that come about, isn't it? So, although in general, there are, in the division of qualities, there are 24 qualities, but the qualities that arise in dependence on that self that we've just mentioned, that there are 9 of those qualities, including happiness, suffering, anger, and attachment. So, this anger here, one of the qualities that arises in dependence on that self, this anger here is said to be produced by that self independently.
어떻게네? 다 돈다 다 돈다 때라 치료도 못했고 당시에만 나리 받지 못한 적이 아니지 그랬으나
받지 못했어. 받지 못했어.
아, 다들 귀단기 다 돈다 라원매배 아니 귀단기 안 되는 좋아 말했어. 다 돈다 못했고 그랬으나 라원신기 귀단기인지 여랬어. 배낭 조세나 닭세디 라완신이 귤에서 틸라떼네 라완신이 귤라떼네 아니 지금 배는 나발았어봐 겨우나 깨버리치기래서 아니 낭배 라바담메도시 다 라베시 제산따디 치료비 틸라고요라 다 뒤돌아오는게 다 뒤기미도스 다 조티 숭해라.
I think the main point here is this, yeah. These non-Buddhist Indian philosophical systems, that there are some of them who do assert causality, yeah. But the problem for us is that they assert causality, and at the same time they assert that they are independent causes. And the causes, they are independent causes, no? Causes that have their status being independent without depending on some other thing. There's such a thing as an independent cause, which then produces an effect, you know. So that is the problem, because, logically for us, that is not tenable, it's not possible, yeah.
Oh, too smart. That is smart. So, what's his hunger? That is lotter.
La.
The lotter. That is. Ah? Oh, did that? That give me those, say, sunger. That he just showed what he did. That did get a lava to give me those. That you among you would do sunger.
Anyway, those are the verse 27 and the first two lines of verse 28 is basically saying that whatever we have just described, you know, of the Samkhya philosophy, these 6 lines are saying, oh, that is not right. Yeah.
No, why this is not right? Okay,
so the meaning, the point is that, you know, the self, you know, the self which the Samkhya asserts, independence upon which, you know, qualities such as anger and attachments are produced, yeah. So that self, in the first place, since it is independent, since it is not produced, since it is independent in itself, it is not produced, how can it produce something else?
That's the point. That's the point.
So there isn't such a thing as an independent cause, but if there is such a thing as an independent cause, since you posit a cause that is independent, means it is not dependent on some other factors, means it can exist right on its own without depending on something else, means it is not produced, yeah. So if it itself is not produced, it is independent, then how can it produce something else? But even if you allow, you know, just for the matter of analysis, even if you allow the impossibility to be possible, so if you say that, oh, if the independent cause has a cause, if you say that the independent cause itself is produced by another independent cause, if you allow that, since you say that that independent cause is produced by another cause which is independent, so since it itself is produced, then how can it be permanent? It has to be impermanent. But they assert that it is permanent. So if you assert that there is an independent cause, and the independent cause itself is a product of another fact or something else, produced from something else, since you assert that there is an independent cause that is produced by something else, since it is produced independence from something else, it itself is not independent. It is not autonomous. It cannot be independent. Well, the point here is that because they say that there are causes, yeah, and conditions that produces things, yeah. But they assert that these causes are independent. So if the cause itself is independent, it is permanent. Because it is independent, it's permanent, it's not subject to momentary change, because it was not produced by something else. Since it is not produced by something else, it itself is permanent. If it itself is permanent, it cannot produce an effect, you see? So therefore, the Samkhya's assertion that anger and so forth can be produced from an independent cause, this I, you know, the self, yeah, is untenable.
You understand? Okay. I make simple with the true sentence. So today, that. 다 랑루기 다 간대지 나다 직무부 인사도 가서 샹화진 자식 디남샤 송구요래 다 나라 슈가 나시래 아니 랑화매 바래 아니 신고 온게 총알에서 디남샤 송구요 다 치료배 아니 랑화진게 규요래서 탐지 샹화진게 규라되는 시험은 랑화진게 규요래서 다당 소진조 아니 랑화진게 규래서 어떠시네 랑화진 지부와 딱바래서 되게 아니 라완지 귤라 때네 제부 찌그레스다 동아다 대화서 봐 찌그레스 그 어떤 라노 그때 여 말했을 때 기미도 쓰고 왔다.
First, we have to understand what is our system. What is the Buddhist view? If it is a functioning thing, if it is a functioning thing, or if it is a product, its existence is necessarily dependent on some other factor. It came into being independent on some other factor, and therefore it is not independent. Whatever is a functioning thing, whatever is a product, which means it is a result of some other factor, so it itself is necessarily other-powered. It cannot be self-powered. Yeah. So that's the reality. Yeah. But what some of these non-Buddhist schools are saying is that there can be an independent cause. There are causes that produces effects, but the causes are independent. For example, the Samkhyas say that, the self, the principle, they are causes that produces results, but they themselves, the self and the, the principle are permanent, are independent. So that is not tenable at all. Doesn't work.
어떻게 자다다고 라완지기 규자완이는 용서요 말했어. 어떻게 떴다기 쉬거나 시래 라완지기 규매봐 어떻게 다디 먼저다 르바당제 죽고야 라완지기 규매봐다 좋다 되게 죽고 해 말해.
So the main point, the reasoning is that there isn't such a thing as a self-powered cause. If it is a cause, it is necessarily other-powered. That means, other-powered means it is not independent. It came into being by depending on some other factor, some other thing other than itself. That's the main, So the reality is that if something is a cause, it is necessarily impermanent, it is necessarily other-powered. There isn't such a thing as an independent cause. Right? So if it is a cause, it's necessarily other-powered. It's dependent on some other factor other than itself. And therefore, it is not independent. A cause is necessarily other-powered and not self-powered. Okay, that's the reality. If that's the reality, then you look at the Samkhya's position. They talk of there being a principle, you know? And a self. They assert that these two are causes that can produce some effect. Yeah. So then we analyze, we look at the self and the principle. Does the self and the principle asserted by the Samkhyas, do they arise from a cause or without a cause? If you say that they arise from a cause, the self and the principle asserted by them to be permanent cannot exist. Because if the self and the principle are themselves product of other causes, they themselves cannot be independent. They cannot be self-powered. But the Samkhyas assert that they are self-powered. Alright? And if they are self-powered, independent, they cannot produce stuff. They cannot produce things, you know. But they the Samkhya says that the self and the principle can produce things, isn't it? A whole variety of effects, isn't it? Right. But if they are self-powered, they are permanent, they cannot, they don't undergo momentary change, how can they produce something else? Impossible. So,
okay. That's it. What did you say? Then Mata, she did you la round the launch of a cover, says to the Yula Tatu in you, where covered your main or stuff.
The next, since it would always be distracted to its object, it follows that it will never cease. So this is refuting the knowledge being, the knowledge self that is asserted by the Samkhyas, and refuting that such a self or this being, Shirikibu.
Anyway,
to keep it simple, the Samkhyas assert that the self engages in objects and can enjoy and utilize objects, you know, from his own side independently without depending on some other factor. So this is what the text here is refuting here, with these two lines here. Since it will always be distracted to his object, it follows that you will never cease.
だってペナ。あにし。ペナ。さ、これさ。だ、ゆら論中とかな、ペナだ。カルソラ。そっか。てんぞらにペナ。だってそらそば論中とかな。これ、ラワンと論中ばいんぞ。だに、カルソラ。かといなたち論中とかの中所ばでこやし。あにし。よわすの、かめかめばし。
The Samkhyas assert that the self engages in his objects, utilizes objects independently from his own side, independently. Right. So which means that if because they assert this, yeah, then it leads to this logical fallacy. That it follows, therefore, that once the self engages in its object, it would do so continuously and forever without stopping. Because it does so independently. So if it is, once it engages in the object, then it will be engaging in object forever without any stopping.
Yeah.
So, you have to remember the Samkhya's assertion here. They assert that this self, there's a self that is independent and permanent. Permanent means never changing, you know. Yeah, never changing. So, and they assert that this self engages or utilizes its objects independently. So this is an assertion. Then what would be the problem, the fallacy? So it follows that if you assert that there's such a self that engages, there's a permanent self, an independent self that engages in its object independently, so it follows that once it engages in the object, it will continuously engage in the object because it's never changing, it's permanent, right? Right. No, then you can never posit a time, you will never be able to posit a time where the self is not engaging in this object. Because it is permanent, it's independent, isn't it? But that cannot be the case. We know that forms and sounds and so forth change, isn't it? So if there's a change in the object, there must be a change in the experiencer, isn't it? Right. For example, if the form ceases to exist, then you cannot talk of a self that's still utilizing or that form that is non-existent, isn't it? But anyway.
Oh, 독신해. 다 돈다테레. 다 돈다테 숨어든다. 증이되게 돈다테서 다기 아니 유라 라운드 롱쇼바레 세스타디 아니 디그마레서 또 증이기다. 디가야티 바레.
So anyway, the last two sentences of verse 28 is to refute, no, refute that this self that is asserted by the Samkhyas, you know, to refute that self it can engage, you know, in its objects independently.
Oh, tinderisha, tene mata rikwachin kawa se tinderisha, tene malongshin tata tinderisha kwa chite tade tana nanga kashin chapa nebar ngun sa tuksin tene mata long tigre jinshin.
Next is refuting the assertions of another non-Buddhist Indian philosophical system is known as the Nayayika here. Pretty much the same thing. If the self were permanent, it would obviously be devoid of activity just like space. So even if it were to meet with other conditions, what could the unchanging do? Even if when acted upon, it remains as before, then what did activity do to it? If it is said this is the activity of that, how could the two ever be related, you know?
Okay, we just assume
that we understood it. So, next. So the outline actually says it is inappropriate to be angry upon understanding all beings to be like an emanation or whatever that means. Hence, all are governed by others, and through the power of that, they have no power. Having understood in this way, I shall not become angry at all things that are like emanations. Truba.
Oh, Tukshine. Tatonda Dina Swatire. Tatonda Zo Tiswan, Kapita Zo Dala Soba, and Rama Najishin, Dala Soba, Tamja, and Ingashua Nashire, Ta Rama, and Ichi Dingi, and Shion to Chin Shuan Res.
So all the examples that we've given earlier, you know, like when we talk about anger, when we talk about sickness, or talk about the harm doer and so forth, these are all dependent arisings, in that they arise through the force of some other factors. Yeah, so they do not arise, you know, in of themselves. Yeah, no.
Oh, Taganashi, any tinde, any si dry rang, never chavati, king to Jumares. Tinde gentia, gang, never juche, gentia, gangamatia, gangamajila ten Jumashires. Oh, and gangamati round the Chungashimares, Tatana, gangamatia, any si, and Jumamajitine, or Tidish, and si round of Chungashires.
So the harm that we receive is a result of the coming together of many causes and conditions. But the causes and conditions that brought about the harm that we experience are themselves
products of other causes and conditions, yeah. And those causes and conditions are also products of other causes and conditions. And so forth.
어떻게네 대대수 누가라 아니 라운드나 라운드 뉴질징 따디 변났다 라운드 뉴질징 따디 아니 저저 시장이 깨나때네 충전 것이 이 시장 태양 저각 마마시만 하시 이미 대화 들었때네 충전 것이 이미 대화대 깨는 동시 유원 남시수 딱딱 마시만 하시 유원 남시수 체비 깨나때네 충전 것이 어떻게 득수도 아니 깨가마가마 충전다 어떻게 충전 것이래서 어디 기원수 남자 좀 세바대야 나 레기 옮기 중대고 독신 떠서 뭐 다니서.
So when a person, when there's a harm doer in our life, when the person causes us problems and harms, that person is doing so because of his own anger, his own afflictions. Why is he or she angry? He or she is angry because of the mental unhappiness. Because of his or her own mental unhappiness. And why was there mental unhappiness in the first place? Because of various causes and conditions, isn't it? Why are people unhappy? Because there's a coming together of various causes and conditions, such as an object, a source situation, then you have the sense power, and then you have consciousness, isn't it? When these three come into together, then it produces an experience which makes that person unhappy, and because an unhappiness builds up, then the person gets angry. Because of the anger, then the person harms us. So you see, there's this process here. So it all starts with a coming together of a situation, an object, then there's a sense power, and then there is consciousness there. But why are there these three things in the first place? Why have they come together? Why are they there in the first place? So if we think about it, it must come from a cause, isn't it? And that's where, you see, that's where karma and afflictions can come into play, you can put that into the equation, is
it? Oh, talk to Nama ngamal tena chungde wasi kanya chasi pe rawan chingi ju useri ani zawa nini pe mede wasi rwa pa zogu zuna ta chik ko kien nama ngamal tena sudu pe na tukba mewa dhoshi ta kien na tukma mewa dhoshi ta ngubo kande zi na ko yu samta na tukma mewa dhoshi chadu wasi o titere chaza rawan chingi ju usini dire esin zogu zuksa zi zawa nini yama esin.
So if you can see, you know, this whole causal mechanism, you know, something arises because of a cause. That cause is itself a product of other causes, and so on and so forth. So, as such, you know, the various causes that bring about an experience, those causes themselves are product of other causes. As such, you know, causes are not independent. Causes themselves are dependent arisings. They are other-powered. They are not self-powered. So, as such, you know, you look, there's no beginning. There's no beginning at all to this whole causal mechanism. So, in short, if it is a functioning thing, if it is a product, if it is an impermanent phenomenon, you know, it has no beginning.
Yeah. Oh, today, sir, that Rawan Ching Ju said it. Zawan Yin Mente Wash. Rawan Ching Ju Ngob U said it. Zawan Yin Mente Wash. That's Miss Barretta. Today, sir, that Tamje Tene Tumares. 동 아니 지 땡지 되고 싶어요. 어떻습니까? 진짜 상관없어요.
So if you look at if you look for an independently existing cause, you know, the very first moment or real cause, an independent cause, you will not be able to find it, because there's no beginning. Is it a cause is a result of some other causes. Those other causes are also results of some other causes which must precede it, you know, and so forth. So if you're going by this line of reasoning, there's no beginning to causes in general, yeah. So as such, there isn't an independently existing cause, no. And as such, you know, things are dependently originated. Yeah. Therefore, you can say things are dependently arisen, yeah.
Oh, to talk to me, ane chik rawang wang, that imbaena dambar tupi, ane chik chue si zawa nyene mea dambar si. Ura, ngoo ni ke tupa, rawang tu tupi tebe chue, yana dambar tupi chue si zawa nyene mea dambar si. 탐제 때는 주마스 어 때는 주마스 딱 주마도 시시 어떡시니다. 주바낭시레스, 주바낭시레스, 어떡시다. 삼로다야.
So as such, you know, there isn't a single thing, and there isn't a single phenomenon whose existence is not dependent on some other factor. So as such, there isn't any truly existent phenomenon. There isn't any phenomenon that exists by their own entity, from their own side, no? Independent on other factors. Yeah? Impossible. Yeah? So whatever exists is necessarily dependently arisen. Yeah? And as such, you know, everything, you know, phenomena are like illusions.
도시네 밀람도 못해. 다 던다니 못해라 껍소로 쪼쪼래. 뉴시기 다 스도가라. 원래 라운드 춤에 마시. 다 던다니 긴게 온게 춤대가. 던진대가 좋아요. 어제 내가 썸을 당제. 아니 라운드 뉴시싱게 저어디라. 아니 좋아가해. 어디 수고해.
So the such the harm doer, the person who causes us problems, is not an independent harm doer. It doesn't exist independently. It's not truly existence. Doesn't exist on his own side. He came into being because of the interplay of many causes and conditions. So it is through this reflection that we can use this reflection to counteract any anger that we have towards that person. Yeah.
안쪽으로 왔다 저쪽에 동반이가 남셨다. 또는 때도 참으시는 동반이가 남셔 송시 아니 탐제 동배랑 신이 왔다야 아니 싶다 미남랑 신다야 어떤데 남셔 송구여래 제상보 먼저 저쪽에 뇌실라 아니 지 공조 줘야 돼 뇌실 라운드 여것이 원이 그 집에 아니 뇌실 송시 아니 공조 라운드에서 팀을 저쪽에 뒤도 꼬해 다 뒤도 해도 저도 좋아 된지 되어 주면서 동배랑 신스 어떻게 섬나당시 뜬데기 뜬데 참어 섬나당이가 시도 당부하니 뜬데기 남시하게 뜬네 섬나당시 그라 뜬데 좋아서 샤왕시 샤왕시에서 라왕여 말해 라왕 내가 아니시 뜬지 중어래 뜬지 중어 뜬지 중어 좋아서 동배랑 시래시네다 맞다 또이 참어 남시하다 뜬데 뜬지다 공로가야게 남시하 숨겨야들
So when there's anger in our mind, when we are upset with a situation, an object, or a person, you know, we get upset in the perspective of this anger. We are getting upset at an independently existent person. Yeah, that our anger is directed at an independently existent person, a real harm doer from his own side, an independently existent harm doer, a truly existent harm doer, a harm doer that exists in and of herself or himself, right there. Without, he's there. He's just there to do bad. No, he exists. There's no other reason. You know, there's no other reason for his actions or for his behavior. No? He's just there. No? This is what we believe. We get upset at that. Is it? We get upset because of that, and we get upset at that. Is it? So, but we are getting upset at something which doesn't exist. Is it? But we have to realize that the thing that we get upset at doesn't exist. True. Reflecting on dependent arising, yeah, how that person does not exist in alone, independently, because there are many causes and conditions that cause that person to act in that way. Because there are many causes and conditions, therefore that harm doer is not independent. Yeah. So, but in order to help us understand subtle dependent arising, we first have to understand cause dependent arising at the level of causality. Okay, there are many causes and conditions that made him angry, right? That made him do this to me. You know, there's a whole list of causes and conditions. So if you understand there's this whole list of causes and conditions that makes him or her do whatever he or he did to you, then you realize that that person is not independent, isn't it? Right? Yeah. So, therefore that person, by independence, by depending on our understanding of dependent arising at the level of causality, then we come to understand dependent arising at the subtle level. Since he or she is a product, his or he or her actions are a product of various causes and conditions, therefore, he or she is not independent, does not exist from his or her own side, you know, and therefore, he or she is empty of existing truly, empty of existing inherently, you see. So, this is how we can counteract anger with a reflection on dependent arising first at the causal level, at the level of causality, and based on that, then we come to understand how things are dependently designated. At the subtle level.
We stop here, huh?
Okay.
What's the time? 59. Okay, so finish up with the usual prayers.